Well, this morning, just at about 12 minutes before the hour, there was a plane that crashed in the World Trade Center, New York. Then shortly thereafter, a second one apparently has crashed into the World Trade Tower as well. Let's get details now as we go back to CBS for live coverage of this incredible event.
CBS News Update, I'm Steve Kathan. Two planes have hit each of the towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. This man, not far away, heard and saw the first.
I see a gaping hole at the top of the World Trade Center, almost to the top, not quite up there. I wasn't looking at it as I was driving towards it. I just heard a huge explosion.
That plane hit the upper part of one of the towers. Pictures from the scene showing flames and a lot of smoke pouring out of the building. Then, an apparent second plane hitting the other tower. This man tried to help one victim who was nearby.
When I looked over, there was this guy that was on fire, so I ran over, and I tried to, put the fire out on him, and he was screaming, and I just told him to roll, and he said he can't.
This man saw the first plane hit the building.
It didn't look like there was any trouble at all with the plane. He didn't swerve at all. He just landed directly in the building. It was almost like a gray, black color in nature on the plane. He was like he wanted to fly into the building.
Again, two planes have apparently hit each of the two towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. There's been no word on casualties. CBS News Update. I'm Steve Kathan.
And we'll have live coverage from New York City in just a moment again here on CCO of this event that just took place less than a half an hour ago with WCCO Morning News. Again, two planes apparently have crashed into two towers, the World Trade Towers in New York City, as the explosions followed and smoke is billowing out of the buildings in New York City right now, even as we speak. Let's go back for live coverage from CBS in New York City.
Let's continue with live coverage from CBS station WCBS in New York.
And it has this gash in it as though it were just a paper cutout.
That's right, and that's where the plane went in.
All right, thanks a lot for your help and what you've seen. WCBS News Time.
All right, now we have more information to give you.
Breaking. WCBS 880, right here, right now.
The FBI is now investigating reports of a plane hijacking before these crashes we're telling you about at the World Trade Center towers this morning. That is the very latest situation we have, that perhaps one or both of these planes had been hijacked.
That report is singular. Reports of a plane hijacking. Again, two planes involved in two crashes into either tower of the World Trade Center at about 10 to 9 and 5 after 9 this morning.
Another eyewitness is just called in. Susan Romo, you're in Battery Park City and you saw one of them crash?
Yes, I saw the second plane crash right into the second tower.
And this was just about 15 minutes ago or so.
Yeah, I was looking at the first explosion from the top of my roof of where I live, and it was almost like I saw a replay of what had just happened on the first tower. The plane looked like a 737. It looked much bigger than the other one, and it just went right into the second tower and completely disappeared. I can see right now there's no debris, no plane debris at all. It just all was swallowed up by the tower. It's amazing. And I can start seeing flames coming from the second tower now, but not as much as in the first one. The first one is just, you could just see so much. You can see two or three floors completely in flames.
Flames are now flying out of the south tower. The smoke thick and black from both buildings at this moment. Here in Midtown Manhattan, we're insulated from the sound that would have come from any explosion. What we saw with the first explosion was a huge quick plume of light-colored smoke, some smokestack or perhaps a building demolition project, something like that, down in lower Manhattan.
And then before we knew it, we were talking to Tom Kaminsky, and he was telling us what it was that we actually were seeing.
That something had apparently hit the World Trade Center, some type of explosion. We now know, of course, that there were planes hitting either tower, 20 minutes apart. The smoke has blackened over time as the flames have taken over inside the building, billowing out of the huge gashes in the side of the building in the, I'm going to guess, the top 20 or 30 floors. And again, we should stress that what we're hearing is eyewitness reports because we have not heard anything from city emergency officials at this point. They're obviously still trying to assess the situation less than a half an hour after the first explosion.
CBS station WCBS New York, let's join the CBS television network for more live coverage. Bryant Gumbel is anchoring.
Keep you forever, I promise.
Okay.
But let me ask you to sit tight for a second while I go to Washington, where Jim Stewart is standing by. He's got some official reaction. Jim, good morning. What are you hearing?
Morning, Bryant. Well, as by happenstance, I was talking to FBI headquarters at the moment this explosion took place. As everyone noticed what appeared to be, in their eyes, a deliberate attempt to crash the aircraft into the World Trade Center. Right now, they are trying to determine whether, in fact, it was deliberate. They have no information they can share at the moment, and I get the sense...
Jim, let me interrupt for just one second. I'm looking at a report that the FBI is investigating reports of a plane hijacking. Did you have any news of that?
No, we don't.
No confirmation of that whatsoever?
We have no confirmation.
Is anybody even there discussing that?
No, the only discussion that's been going on here, Brian, is that the World Trade Center has obvious symbolic value. It's been a target before of terrorism, and frankly, it would not surprise the FBI or anyone in national security if it was a target again.
Sometimes the obvious leads you to a conclusion. We're looking at two crashes 18 minutes apart into an obvious target, a building that has never been hit with a plane before on a clear day. What do the intelligence people there say about that?
The community for some time has been warning in a steady drumbeat, Brian, that Osama bin Laden has not been heard from now, frankly, since the beginning of the year. The USS Cole incident, rather, and they've been wondering when and if he will strike again, and they only believed it was a matter of time. And I believe that today that is going to be their first suspicion. But we have no confirmation of that. I must underline there's no confirmation that this is a terrorist attack, number one, or number two, that it's Osama bin Laden involvement. But I can tell you right now that is what they are thinking. That is the working premise. And we'll just have to see as the day unfolds what they discover.
Jim, as we sit here at 9:17, does the FBI have any choice but to sit and watch this on television?
I have never heard such a gasp of astonishment as I heard speaking to the FBI headquarters this morning when they saw what we saw, the explosion at the World Trade Center, the second explosion, and the smoke coming out of it. It reminded me and them of Oklahoma City. There's pure astonishment, I can tell you, at FBI headquarters this morning. And they are trying to find out the facts just as we are. And right now, they don't have any.
And as you noted, Joe, on February 26, 93, a terrorist act of the World Trade Center killed six and injured more than 1,000 others. Do you know whether or not the FBI had received any warnings about attacks on domestic soil?
You know, frankly, no. And it's a question that we ask every day. I asked as recently as yesterday of the intelligence community what was the latest on terrorism threats in the United States, whether any intercepts had been picked up, whether there was any current fear here that the next target would be within the United States. The answer came back no. They were still anticipating that the next strike against American interests would be overseas somewhere. Those are the most vulnerable targets. Today would clearly be some evidence that that's not the case at all. In clear weather, as you pointed out, what
you're listening
to
continuing coverage. The explosion in New York City on the Twin Towers this morning, and Washington officials have said the FBI is investigating reports of a plane hijacking before the crashes. There's no immediate word yet on injuries or fatalities. This has all happened in less than the last hour, shortly before 8 o'clock our time, and then the second plane hitting the other tower right after 8 o'clock our time. Towers were struck by bombers in February 93, as you recall. We'll have much more coverage here on WCCO Minneapolis-St. Paul News as it happens. All right, let's join WCBS in New York for continuing coverage. Again, if you're just tuning in New York City today, the Twin Towers in New York City were both hit, each by a separate incident, by a separate plane, it would appear. One they thought was a twin engine. They still don't have an idea. And the second one that came in looked like it was a hijacked passenger plane, as some of the reports. We'll get more information now as we head back to New York City here on WCCO for continuing coverage.
Bears that out.
Let's go back to Tom Kaminsky, if you're still with us, in Chopper 880.
Yes, Jeff, we are still with you. We're trying to determine if there's going to be a way that we can possibly leave this area and head toward that area, but it certainly from this point appears, according to the FAA, that they have been instructed to close all of the area airports. That includes Newark and Kennedy and LaGuardia, and for our purposes, Teterboro Airport. I can tell you, I'm looking up at the sky right now. It is a beautiful day to fly, and I do not see a single aircraft anywhere around this area as I look all the way around me. So it certainly would appear that all flight operations in and around the New York City area have been suspended. We will keep you posted on that. I just needed to add one other note here. When this first explosion occurred, we did not see, at least from our vantage point at the George Washington Bridge, any sort of a sizable aircraft come down that Hudson River corridor. That's not to say that when we were over the Bronx that didn't happen, and certainly that has been from every indication that the first plane, tower number one, had gone from north to south. was no indication at LaGuardia that there was any sort of an aircraft that was that large that was in that corridor. But again, we'll be getting more details, and certainly we will be talking to as many people as we can at the towers and other pilots around this area to see what else we can learn.
Tom Kaminsky is going to keep back with us right on through the day. And meanwhile, let's recap exactly what we know. We just have learned that a senior government official is saying that the FBI is looking into the possibility that one or both of these planes that crashed into each of the towers of the World Trade Center within the last 45 minutes may have been the result of a suicide mission.
According to the witnesses we've been speaking with since the first explosion at about 8:45, these looked like large planes, commercial planes. One witness who knows the air pattern says it probably came from LaGuardia. Let's get more information. We have an eyewitness speaking with us. Dan Rosenbaum is on the line. We don't know where you were at the time of the crash. Talk to us.
I was on the Brooklyn Heights Promenade looking at the World Trade Center. I saw the second plane crash into the tower. It approached from the south somewhere. It looked like about the 50th or 40th story. Black. I didn't see any markings on it. I didn't hear any engines. It really sounded like the thing just glided in. It hit the tower, big bang, ball of flame, north.
Did you see metal wreckage flying off the building, or did it all go in?
I saw wreckage flying out of the building. I obviously don't know whether it's from the plane or from the building. The air over Brooklyn is full of paper.
Over Brooklyn. On the other side, across the river.
Across the river.
Okay, over.
Dan Rosenbaum is for the view he's getting from Brooklyn. And you know, at City Hall right now, let's see what's going on, if there's been any word from the mayor or city officials. WCBS is there.
We actually haven't been inside City Hall yet, but down outside the City Hall Park, I can give you the sense of what's going on in the street. The streets are packed with people. Almost every building has just about been emptied. The streets are filled with people, stunned, scared, frightened, crying at this ominous, dark, horrible symbol in the sky. The two towers are flaming, both of them. The flames are racing up the side of the building. It is absolutely amazing to hear panic in the streets right now. Many people are running. They saw this from their windows, their office windows, and their immediate instinct was to run, was to leave. People are tracking north up towards Tribeca and Soho. The streets are jammed. If you were
in
your
car...
What
about the roads? In the car, yes.
What happens in the car is this. The streets are not moving that well, and what happens is there are emergency vehicles coming from every direction. You need to be... If you're in your car, don't panic. Just be patient, and when you hear those sirens, you have to get out of the way and let those vehicles get down towards the World Trade Center.
Do you know if they've closed any tunnels to let the vehicles through?
I don't have any information to that effect. I can tell you that I came down the FDR... I got off before I got to the Brooklyn Bridge.
If it's happening, you're hearing it on the WCCO Morning News with Dave Lee.
WCCO. WCCO Radio News. Good morning. I'm Telly Mamayak. It is 8:30, and President Bush is making a statement, and he is going live now. Here he is.
Crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. And now, if you join me in a moment of silence. May God bless the victim in America. Thank you very much.
President Bush calling this an apparent terrorist attack on New York City. Both towers of the World Trade Center, 110 stories tall, have major fires in them. A lot of smoke pouring out of the upper stories of both buildings. We have a report from the Associated Press that federal authorities believe both planes were hijacked from Boston. We go back to more coverage anchored by CBS News correspondent Brian Gumbels.
We had a report earlier from the Associated Press. An American Airlines aircraft, we understand, was the plane that was hijacked. This would be in keeping with an earlier eyewitness report that the first plane that plowed into the into the World Trade Center was a 737. Former FBI agent James Kallstrom covered the World Trade Center bombing back in 1993. He is with us on the line right now. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
You've been watching this. Talk to me.
I shouldn't say good morning. It's not a good morning.
No, I apologize. Go ahead.
I don't really know much about it, but it sure looks to me like a deliberate act of terrorism.
Can you tell me if these buildings have any special significance by virtue of who's working in them?
Well, I don't think it's so much who's working them. I think the towers symbolize largely. There's many other symbols also, but the World Trade Center is a symbol. That was one of the original reasons that Ramzi Yosef and the rest of that gang wanted to do the World Trade Center as a symbol of America. So, sure, there's other symbols, but I think this is probably the tallest one on the East Coast.
Again, all of this is unconfirmed. We heard the president call it an apparent terrorist attack. At this moment, have you any doubt that's exactly what it is?
No, I have no doubt of that. I would call it an apparent attack. I think there's probably an infinitesimal chance it isn't, but it certainly doesn't appear that it could be. Commercial airline is number one, you know, are not going to direct themselves into a square hit on the World Trade Center. If there's some sort of a mayday or something wrong with the plane, you know, they're going to try to ditch it elsewhere. They're not going to do that. And if the reports of a second plane hitting the building are true, then I think that probably caps off exactly what this is. It's a cowardly act of terrorism.
How restricted is the airspace around the World Trade Center?
I'm not an FAA person, but you cannot fly through that airspace unless you're a helicopter or unless you're anything, really, without being guided by air traffic control. It's highly restrictive.
WCCO continuing coverage. We do want to make you well aware here in the local area that we have an evacuation taking place. And let's go back into our WCCO radio newsroom. That's where Telly Mamayak is on this Tuesday morning. Telly, what's the latest?
A very busy Tuesday morning at that. In Woodbury, there is a tanker rollover that has prompted an evacuation there. A tanker is on its side on the ramp from northbound 494, 694 to eastbound Interstate 94. A Washington County Sheriff's dispatcher tells us that this tanker is holding propane, but there is no indication of a leak at this time. So, as a precaution, buildings like the Hartford Life Building in Woodbury are being evacuated. And Don Bruner is an employee at that building.
There's quite a few emergency vehicles around, and now they're evacuating our building. And I heard that they're going to evacuate some homes in Woodbury as well. And the latest we heard was that police are saying 2 to 6 hours before they finish up.
Also being evacuated is the Fortis building. So those two buildings, Hartford and Fortis, accounting for about 1,400 employees, not including other businesses and homes in the Woodbury area, being evacuated because of this tanker rollover. And Dave, of course, will keep you up to date along with the traffic center on this.
Thanks, Telly. And smoke continues to pour out of the gaping holes in the upper floors of the World Trade Center's both towers on this Tuesday morning, and a plane has struck each one of them, so two planes have crashed. We have much more to come here on WCCO News as it happens on WCCO. We'll head over to WCBS in New York City in just 1 minute. Go back to the breaking news out of New York City this morning, and now apparently more detailed information coming your way here on WCCO.
All the floors above is smoke. So if anybody was in there, I hope most of them got out of there, but I know a lot of people, there's going to be a lot of fatalities in it.
There was no immediate word on injuries. President Bush just spoke about it at a school in Sarasota, Florida.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families.
CBS News correspondent Jim Stewart says the FBI was even taken by surprise.
I have never heard such a gasp of astonishment as I heard speaking to the FBI headquarters this morning when they saw what we saw, the explosion at the World Trade Center, the second explosion, and the smoke coming out of it. It reminded me and them of Oklahoma City. There's pure astonishment, I can tell you, at FBI headquarters this morning.
As President Bush said, Stewart reports the initial working theory is terrorism.
There's no confirmation that this is a terrorist attack, number one, or number two, that it's Osama bin Laden involvement. But I can tell you right now, that is what they are thinking.
The opening of trade on the New York Stock Exchange has been suspended. NASDAQ trading will open in 20 minutes. CBS News Update, I'm Howard Arenstein.
I'm Dan Revive with continuous live coverage from CBS News. We have a report now from the White House. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer tells us there's a security alert there. The building, the grounds are being cleared. a security alert, perhaps just in case. After all, there could be, I don't want to alarm anyone, there could be terrorists hijacking aircraft and heading toward buildings that are well-known, who knows, perhaps in other cities. Federal officials aren't sure. As we heard in that report, there is a working assumption among federal law enforcement agencies that this could be some action undertaken by the Osama bin Laden group. Let's go back to New York City and coverage from WCBS Radio.
Noticed as he saw this plane seemingly dipping its wings up and down.
I was in the post AM, PS-62. I was looking out for the airplane, just moving back and forth.
Its wings kind of dipping up and down?
Yeah, shaking. I just went back to the building, and the ball finally came out.
Breaking news on WCBS 880, right here, right now.
We were just guessing with Harley Carnes where those planes might have been hijacked from before they crashed into the World Trade Center.
Well, we're just getting word now. One of the two planes was hijacked after takeoff from Boston.
To go live now to Captain Len McAsey, who is the commander of the Lincoln Tunnel. You're with Port Authority?
Yes.
What do you have?
All river crossings, the Hudson.
Breaking.
We're sorry to interrupt
on
you.
On WCBS 880, right here, right now.
It gets worse. An aircraft has just crashed into the Pentagon, according to witnesses. First, we have the two planes that have crashed into the World Trade Center towers here in New York, and now the Pentagon.
As seen from a few miles away, indeed, part obscured by a fire right now in the headquarters of the Defense Department, that is, of course, the Pentagon, while at the same time, fires continue to burn in both the twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York City, the tallest buildings in New York City. Two airplanes hit those buildings this morning at about 8:45 a.m. Eastern Time, and then at about 9:03 a.m. Eastern Time. And now at about, 9:40, about 5 minutes ago, something has started a fire at the Pentagon. We don't yet have any eyewitness reports as to whether it was an airplane, an explosion of some sort. Let's listen again to WUSA-TV Washington.
What did you see? The USA Today towers, and as we were getting ready to record, we watched what appeared to be a huge explosion over top of the Pentagon. At that point, we were immediately told to evacuate the USA Today towers. As many people know, they're very tall towers that overlook Washington, tall silver towers. And the picture that you're seeing right now is actually taken from a camera that is on top of the USA Today building.
An Associated Press reporter in the area of the Pentagon did see the tail end of a large airliner, that's the way he put it, plunge into the Pentagon. So right now there are three fires, two in New York in the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center, the third at the Pentagon, that's the United States Defense Department, on the Virginia side of the Potomac River in the Washington, D.C. area. Speaking now is a reporter of USA Today who works in that area, Lauren Ashburn.
25 of them screaming down Route 110 here in front of the USA Today headquarters.
All right, Lauren, stay on the phone with us, can you?
Lauren, where are you now?
I am on the 18th floor of Tower 1 of USA Today headquarters building.
And she is looking out right now toward the Pentagon. Let's see if we can get some more live coverage from New York City, where all this began about 1 hour ago. Can we go to station WCBS New York?
We're seeing evidence of a destruction on the ground. You see the windows blown out. There's glass on the ground. And you can't, the phones are like jammed. People are trying to, this is the big event that the New York City Emergency Services have been training for, and by all accounts, they're doing a fine job. If I could get to the other side, I think I might get some information.
If you're just tuning in, you've been hearing us talk about these two planes crashing into each tower of the World Trade Center just about an hour ago, the first one. Well, just a few minutes ago, up into the Pentagon in Washington, and now the West Wing of the White House and the Capitol building have both been evacuated amid concerns over terrorist threats. President Bush is not in Washington. He is in Florida, where he spoke a little while ago and told us that he believes this is a terrorist event and that he is going to try to track down whoever's responsible for it. City firefighters are being called in to battle the fires at the towers. They're calling it a total recall. They want any firefighter in the city to come down and help. Bridges and tunnels into Manhattan are closed. Air travel is shut down, and the subway system is also shut down. You can't get into Manhattan. and you probably can't get around too easily in much of Manhattan.
One of our reporters has reached the World Trade Center finally, and it's a long, difficult trip this morning. Let's go to WCBS reporter Sean Adams. Exactly where are you?
Well, right now, you know, you really can't get much further south than the southern tip of City Hall Park. Broadway there.
Here's breaking news on WCBS 880, right here, right now.
Every time we think it can't get any worse, we are now learning that the FAA is shutting down all takeoffs anywhere in the country. No planes can take off anywhere in the United States.
Apparently a move to prevent any more hijackings. Here's another witness as to what occurred at the Pentagon, where there is thick smoke billowing out from the Defense Department. Let's listen right now. Dave Statter of Channel 9 WSA-TV.
To the side of the building. There's a bit of a hole on that side of the building. Arlington Fire and Rescue, military fire on the scene, putting foam on it. The plane did not seem to go into the building like the World Trade Center attack. It seemed more to glance the side of it and certainly do some damage to the left side of the building. But it's right if anybody's coming up Washington Boulevard, which is still open, amazingly, northbound. It's right where the helipad is. Believe this when I tell you, everybody here is skimming the skies looking for a possible attack. Every fire and rescue crew has been told to be aware of that. Every police officer has been told to be aware of that. We cannot tell you at the moment, and as far as casualties, any injuries at the moment.
That's a reporter here in the Washington area for WUSA-TV, Dave Statter, at the Pentagon, where a fire has broken out.
The building is certainly up, but it did not seem to be a gaping hole like we saw at the World Trade Center. I can't even tell you what size plane it is, because it's pretty much consumed.
Let's right now go to the White House area. The White House grounds evacuated for the sake of security. CBS News correspondent Bill Plant.
We understand that the Treasury is also being evacuated. There's a lot of activity, fire trucks, ambulances, but as far as we know, there is no damage in the White House complex. I repeat, no damage that we know of in the White House complex. But this was in response to damage elsewhere, to the New York aircraft incidents and to whatever it was that happened at the Pentagon. But this is a full alert. The Secret Service has moved everybody away from the White House grounds, away from the White House complex, and they keep telling us that we have to remain a block away. There are fire trucks going by, ambulances going by, headed we know not where. But this is obviously a precautionary measure, because no one clearly knows what to expect next.
That's CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plant. Let me note this. Although the Federal Aviation Administration has grounded all flights all over the country, there is an Air Force plane, Air Force One, that apparently is about to take off from Sarasota, Florida. President Bush is now aboard that plane. He scrubbed the rest of his schedule in Sarasota, Florida. He was at a school when these events took place. If you're just joining us,